AmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area on this December 3rd, we are up to the G block, and today, well, that means it's the personal connection, and we're sponsored by AllForm.com/Carrie.
Adding a new couch or chair, or maybe a sofa this holiday season for the family room, your living room, your vacation home, or these days, even the office can make a big difference. AllForm is high-quality, handmade-in-America furniture at affordable prices made in North Carolina. It's fully customizable, and it arrives quickly in just a few days.
Listen, we are enjoying our AllForm furniture, and as Mary said, you can pick all types of shapes, sizes, colors, fabrics, legs, and more. Plus, it comes with a forever warranty. They even offer a 100-day free trial. Delivery is free. They'll send you free fabric samples, and they'll pick it up for free with a full refund if you don't love it. Go check them out at AllForm.com/Carrie. Save 20% or more on anything you purchase. There's also a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Today's personal connection is going to take us to some of America's iconic rivers as we check in with a solo canoeist who set out on an American river journey in February 2020, paddled on through the pandemic, and finished just about a year ago. On December 14th, 2021, Neil Moore canoed into New York Harbor to the Statue of Liberty. That was the final leg of this impressive journey. He joins us now from Taiwan for more details and what he's been up to the past year.
All right, Mary, here we go on using Google Meet for the first time today. Well, it is still Saturday morning here in New York. It is already early Sunday morning in Taiwan. Nice to meet you, Neil. Welcome aboard today.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, great to have you with us. All right, so listen, 22 rivers, 22 states, 22 months. Since I have some favorite numbers myself, 22 is not one of them, but did you have some sort of connection to the number 22?
I was born on the 22nd of November, so 1-1-2-2. Everything seems to happen with 22 in my life.
So 22 with your life. We should have done this interview on the 22nd. All right. All right. Sorry. Listen, you know, you canoed, you know, west to east from Oregon to here in New York City. I wonder why a solo trip across America's great rivers. What was the idea behind it all?
So the big idea, I've spent most of my adult life in Africa and East Asia as an expatriate. And the idea is when you live overseas, you're with other travelers and you sort of hypothesize about the possible perfect location, perfect destination. And the epiphany for me was, what if I return to my home country, to my own backyard, if you will, and to see and experience it up close and personal. The rivers are the first thoroughfares. The first roads built in North America were along the rivers. The first settlements, the first cities, of course, along the rivers. And so to see the history, to have the balance between the nature and the people, the town and country, it's just that there's nothing quite like it.
So I want to get to the people part in a minute, but first let's just talk briefly about this route from the Columbia, the Snake, wonderful river. Haven't paddled it, but I've loved looking at it.
And we've journeyed along
it. The Missouri,
we have
the Mississippi rivers, and of course many others. This can be a wild weather country, Neil, and rivers can take the brunt of that. So I'm curious if there was a method to the madness, so to speak, of you choosing specific states and your route depending on the weather over those 22 months.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. So it's really sort of a crazy route when you look at it. It's west coast to east coast, but by way of near Canada down to the Gulf and then back up to the Great Lakes and then down to the Statue of Liberty. But the big idea was to follow the season. So I started in late winter. I found myself the full on second winter in the Gulf Coast as far south as I could come. Also specifically, not during hurricane season. So I was in the Gulf December, January,
February. So you planned well. We
you
like
missed that.
That.
Okay, so well right. Planned out. Neil, you just mentioned the people earlier. Your trip was meant to be a connector, connecting the journey via the American River system, but also to connect with folks that you met along the way. You're in our personal connection segment today. Would you say that your journey accomplished that? And what did you gain from it?
I would say absolutely yes. And what I gained personally was really I was able to underscore sort of in my own heart and my own mind and my own experience to be able to connect up the waterways, as you say, but also the people. I happened to be making my way during a time of great divisiveness. Mm-hmm. And what I saw was the connectivity between families, between communities, especially during hard times, during COVID-19. I think it's human nature. We see people roll up their sleeves and they look to help each other. Instead of being inward looking, they're outward looking. Families help families, communities help communities, and I was able to see and document this right the way across.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, in planning your trip, I mean, you certainly couldn't have expected this, but being a solo canoeist during a pandemic, I mean, you couldn't have been better suited for travel, obviously. Based on what Mary just asked you, I want to maybe go a slightly different direction because, you know, one of the many things that we love about travel, it's the unexpected. It just adds to the adventure, things that you can't plan for because oftentimes it leads to an even better experience so often. You must have had some of these unexpected encounters because of what was going on, obviously, within the country with the pandemic and so forth. They might have been less challenging than navigating the waters, but, you know, maybe something surprising even pleasant. You know, what comes to mind?
I don't know. There's so many examples, really. But early on, when the pandemic first hit, I found myself between Oregon and Washington, which were the first two states mm-hmm. to shelter in place. And that the day before, actually the night before, I set up in the RV park. I had to portage around the dam the next morning there in the Columbia River Gorge. I made my way into town to the Mexican food truck, and there was the short line, and it was a working class family who were ahead of me. They had the white pickup truck with all the gear and whatnot next to me, and so I stood behind. They left way too much money, and the people behind the counter, these two young sisters, one called out and said, "Excuse me, you." You left $50, way too much.
Yeah, overpaid, okay.
The woman, she turned around and she said, "This is for you." So early on, we all knew it was going to be the food service people who, by and large, were going to be taking a big hit.
Neil, did you? I think I saw somewhere in one of the publications about you that you had people around the U.S. every now and then. They would paddle along with you, right?
Correct. Yeah. So I have old friends who are paddlers, and I made a lot of new friends. And sometimes for an hour or two, sometimes for a day or two, the vast majority of the time I was by myself. But come the end, the big idea was to bring everyone together. So I invited all my old friends and new friends to New York City. Some of them were paddlers. Many of them were not. But the ones that were, we finished the journey together. We actually made our revolution around Lady Liberty together. And what that was really sort of to underscore the big idea of the journey was it wasn't about me. It was about us.
Well, just to talk about that for a sec, you know, again, because just thinking about navigating the country on our rivers, you know, there's not an I-95 on the East Coast or an I-5 on the West Coast or an I-80 or 84 that right goes right. So you're, as you said, you're making all these connections. And by the way, the Columbia River Gap, it is just
such a great area.
There are so many beautiful parts of this country. But is there?
Can't imagine paddling it in a canoe.
Is there a message or maybe, you know, something that you learned about America that you want to share with folks listening right now across the United States about our country?
I'd say really across the board, when you we like to sort of I think we point the finger sometimes. People, by and large, it's human nature. We point the finger and we try to put people in boxes. We try to put ourselves in boxes as well. But when we strip away the masks, when we look at people as people, this is when we can connect. And this is what I saw. It was beautiful right the way across the country. It underscored, I think, for me, this journey, the innate goodness of the American people from all walks of life. From all backgrounds, ethnicities.
Well, what you just said there, and to encapsulate that, that is the magic of travel. It's people connecting with people, and it's one of the reasons we do this personal connection segment. So, Neil, listen, this goes by quickly on the show, but I'm very happy to connect with you. I'm glad we were able to make this work today, connection-wise. Enjoy your Sunday, since it's already that there in Taiwan, and best wishes to you.
Thank you so much.
Neil, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thanks.
There goes Neil off of our screen here. It's nice being able to see people. I feel like we're on live remote, man.
Yeah,
like
that was great. Like 22 months
and that
canoeing
well.
Through the pandemic. What a story.
Absolutely. Think of the serenity he had each day waking up in nature. Folks, if you want more information on Neil's trip or maybe his books, you can just go to 22rivers.com. As we pause for a few important sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break, when we return, Flying Magazine editor-in-chief Julie Boatman will land here with us. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.